Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. I'll get it started today. Good morning. It's 7:05.
Got to get back in the seat there. It's been a weird, you know what, the fourth July fell on
8th.
A weird...
July
I know.
Well,
weird. The fourth fell on a very strange, all of us are feeling a little, I guess, verklempt on this Monday morning as we try to get ready. Huh, Carl?
Well, if verklempt, I guess that's a good word for it. Is everything turned up here? Or is it just me? Let me turn up.
Well, remember, you have four or five shows going on one day and 24 over the weekend and lots of guests and everything. And I came in and the chairs were all over the place. So there you go.
Okay. All right. We're ready now.
All right. You ready?
Yes, I think so. Okay. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Be part of our chat room. Good morning.
Good morning. And it's 69 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day, 99, of course. It looks like I wouldn't doubt it if we don't get to our triple digits again. Triple digits tomorrow as well. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now let's go for our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are poised to move ahead this morning as the second quarter earnings start. Alcoa kicks off the quarterly report after the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 118 points at 15,254. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 1641. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 13 points at 3,493. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Sprint, off a nickel at $7.11. Bank of America, up 11 cents, trading at 1317. Ford positive 14 cents at $16.84. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 33 cents at $81.12. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 9 cents, trading at $44.75. AT&T up 11 cents at $35.49. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.72%. For commodities, gold is up $17 an ounce at $1,231. Silver positive 30 cents at $19. Crude oil down 85 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We're so happy to be back and have our Wells Fargo Advisors on, and they are on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because you're seeing all these different things are happening in Wall Street. I'm reading a great book about the next huge war. That will affect all of our, all of us is the jobs war. That's right, the jobs war. How's that going to affect everybody? Well, I tell you what, it's a great book by a guy that wrote that's head of the Gallup Foundation, and we'll talk about that later on. But today, we've got Chris Reznor on, who's going to be here at 8 o'clock. But before that, we're going to take a break. We're going to catch up on all the things that have been happening over the last 3 or 4 days and what's happening right now. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Wind River Resort and Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 13th at 10 a.m. in the Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, $15 entry fee, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. Enjoy delicious sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 13th at 10 a.m. in the Event Center.
This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at winriver.com. Prize pool based on participants. It's better on the river.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, we need a whip it good. You know the name of the song is Whip It Good.
Yeah, well, I have to do that. I tell you what, on Mondays, I'm lucky if I'm wandering, much less whipping.
You need to whip your head.
Good morning, Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Special Joe's has got not just coffee, but it's really good in the morning, but also cold drinks. The baristas will make it any way you want it. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Well, good morning, Coach. And good morning to all the chat packers that we know are listening or waiting to hear your thoughts. How was your weekend? And also, I think we have a belated anniversary to Sungold.
Sungold.
Yeah,
right.
They celebrated 50 years. I believe that was right before we left.
Could be.
Gosh, recovering what happened over the 4th of
July.
Huge
shout out to Mark and Linda Kent. Mark Kent and Linda Kent. And thanks for the eggs. They brought in 18 eggs. They have they're pretty self-sufficient where they're at.
We had some this morning.
Yes, we did. REU sent out, I don't know if anybody mentioned this the other day because it was happening just as we left. There's been protest ballots sent out from REU going to all the ratepayers. And what it essentially says is they're going to raise the price of water by 6%. I think it's 6%, maybe 4%. I think it's 6%. And if you want to fight that, if you don't want the water increase, you send back the protest ballot. Okay? Send back the protest ballot. If you think it's okay for a water rate increase, then just don't send it back. They are gonna have, I think a couple of open or town hall meetings on this, but the protest ballot should have hit you Tuesday or Wednesday. So, and sometimes you'll get two of them. We got two of them. One to the ratepayer, one to the occupant. But they say they only count one of those. I don't know how they can only count one of those unless it's some kind of barcode on it. They also said apartment buildings only counts for one. But I would imagine, what if you're paying for your own water in there, if that makes any difference? The Asiatic crash. Asiatic Airlines. Three people out of over 300. Were killed in that crash. I don't know. Bob, did you see this? And I don't know. Linda, did you? I just saw a video of it today. And what happened was that tail end came down hard. And when it did, it slammed down onto the runway. And when that happened, the tail end broke off and then it started sliding and slid off. And they're saying right now is that the Korean airline attendants were heroes in this getting people out. If you think about this, now take a look at that aircraft. Now, of course, you saw it afterwards. It was all burnt out. But when that plane crashed, and it ripped off that tail section and it slid to a halt. And guess what? Those slides deployed the way they were supposed to, and people were getting out of this. 128 injured, 3 killed out of over 300 plus. Did you see this, Bob?
I saw some of the very dramatic footage on CNN. One notable thing is that this is probably the first major, well, it was not a major air disaster. Fortunately, it was a air disaster, but not on the scale it could have been. It has been so well documented from so many different angles because video phones are now so ubiquitous. It's going to help in the investigation as far as what went wrong. Lots of things coming out, including the fact that the pilot was only, while he had 10,000 hours total experience, only had 40 hours in this particular aircraft, and every plane has its own,
and it was his first landing in San Francisco.
Right, his very first landing at SFO, and one of the three or four systems that are used to keep the plane on the proper approach was not in service at the time. But
I didn't see that part.
Yes.
I did see the part is when they were going too slow. They're supposed to stay at 139
Correct.
Knots. When it gets below that, you get a warning. And then it, if you go below that, now it gets really loud in the cockpit and
yeah.
the
stick shaker.
And the yoke that they're on starts shaking, which says you're going too slow, buddy. And if it, cell phones are ubiquitous, is that right?
Yeah.
You know, not only that, they're everywhere. Okay.
Well, they are stating that two of the 16-year-old Chinese girls that were killed, they're wondering now, they're investigating in autopsies to see if they were killed in a rescue vehicle by a rescue vehicle.
Oh, that ran over them.
Possibly.
I saw something like that. A rescue vehicle may have run over the girls. Well, now, and you talk about that tragedy. I mean, there's 300. Over 300 people in that aircraft crashed. You know, the guy had, you know, X number of hours. No matter what you say on this thing is 300, over 300 people in this. 3 people were killed. 2 may have been killed outside the plane. At the same time, or yesterday morning, an air taxi in Alaska taking off crashed, 10 killed. The pilot and 9 passengers. So you had 3 times as many people killed in that commuter crash than you had on the big aircraft, which, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with safety inside the plane, or maybe the better things, or when the small planes go, when they hit like that, because they said it was like a ball of fire.
The fact that that many people essentially walked away from it, considering the amount of damage to the aircraft, is absolutely nothing short of miraculous and a testament to the way the planes are being built.
Well, you know, I have many friends that are pilots, fighter pilots and helicopter pilots, but others, a couple of them are the long haul pilots that would take, thousands of miles of flying the big aircraft to move us back and forth. And Dirt used to say, and that was his call sign, Dirt. Dirt said I'm always concerned on the takeoff. And he goes, nah, he says, not the takeoff. We're all pumped up. Everything, we're looking at these, everything's going. He says, it's coming in after a 10-hour flight. Because everybody's a little tired, you're coming in maybe to a strange airport, and he just described it. So it was like, yeah, coming in after long flights, we have to get ourselves up for this. And now when I see something like this, even though they had an experienced pilot, they had 7 seconds they had to be able to make their decision. And they were talking back and forth. Oh, let's go around again. Too late. Okay. But thank God, really, that in that plane crash like that, that so many walked away. Our prayers go out to those 3 that were killed.
Especially when you look at the plane.
Oh.
The whole top is ripped off. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the 4th of July, the weekend, and catch up on some of that, sharing some of the festivities over the 4th. And when we come back, we have a lot of guests this morning and lots of good stuff here on KCNR 1460. Had just begun.
I guess you kind of scared. Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale. Celebrating our nation's birthday, shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or Jennair appliance. free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local Brand Source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. It's going to be a hot day today with temperatures around 100 degrees, currently 69 degrees here on KCNR. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. It's been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Oregon since 1988. They get their spring water from their own protected springs up at Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringWater.com. You know, we talk about the heat, and there was a tragedy from some people we know.
Oh my God.
Here, you know, we talk about this all the time, but we just want to remind everybody one more time, this week's going to be hot. It's going to be over 100 a day. We have friends who, they have a dog. They love this dog, and the dog goes to work with him every day. And the dog comes in and stays underneath the desk. Well, he was unloading the truck. Dog went back out and got in the truck. He didn't know this. Thought the dog was inside with him. He closes the door. Well, dog died. Due to the heat. Again, my friends, this is somebody we know, and this is a huge tragedy to him, and our hearts go out to him. But when you have an animal with you, if it's in the vehicle, leave those windows down. Don't leave it in a parked car out in the parking lot, or when you're going in for that 5 minutes, because it could be 10 or 15 minutes. Don't do that. Somebody called us the other day and said, can we break into somebody's car if we see an animal in there? I said, well, no. You've got to call Haven Humane, you call the cops, and you dial, you know, dollar number, have them come on out there. They'll break into the car if they have to. But the thing is be thinking about your dogs, your cats, your loved ones, the babies. You're just going to keep hearing stories like this, but this was somebody, people we knew.
Yeah.
And what a devastating effect it had on.
It's tragic. Well, 4th of July, we did hear reports that, nobody was really injured over the 4th of July. I'm curious to know if you attended the event down at, the spectacular at, down at the convention center. And if so, let us know what you thought. I mean, we really appreciate the McConnell Foundation that they donate the money for the fireworks, and it's free to the public. So that's great. We went back to Sacramento, and it was really great to spend time with family. My mom has been a little under the weather for some time, so it was great to just be there to support her, my dad's birthday. And again, you know, my mom is 80 and my dad's 82, and we're so happy to have them, but we see the things in front of us as we get ready to help them prepare for, what it is to scale down and just life in general. And it's, family time is so important.
It is. And, you need to take that when you can't. Some of the things happened, last week we had Dr. Danuka on. And Dr. Danuka talked about America and living in America. How long does it take to become an American if you've been born here and you've lived here for 200 years? How long does it take you to become an American? What he was talking about, it was in a great article he wrote. It was in the Record Searchlight on the 3rd of July, and it was exactly what he was talking about. Looking forward to the day that, as Martin Luther King said, that his children be judged on what they do and not by the color of their skin or any of that, and be judged as an American. Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the tickets to the Colt 45.
Did you get the hot dog and drink too?
Absolutely. Well, I bumped it and made him chili dog.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, what'd you think?
Really good chili.
Oh, what did you think of the game?
Oh, it was fun. And it's wonderful. If people are afraid that it's going to be too hot or they'll get a sunburn or something, they should be aware that the Shasta Regional has donated netting.
Awnings,
there's a sun barrier netting.
Oh, good.
And so you don't get sun.
It's a, you know what, it's a great experience. I mean, you know, it's like $5, I think, to get in, and I think
yeah,
it's like $5 for a hot dog and a drink. I mean, you can't beat that anywhere.
No, I mean, you know, and the chili dog was $3.50. That's not too bad.
No.
And it's a meal in itself because it's the big, long one. Jewish National, really nice one.
Hebrew National.
Hebrew National, yeah, that's right.
Kind of the same thing, but.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the kids had, at the end of every inning, they had games for kids. And they were fun to watch. They were really funny games.
They had one when I was there. They froze a T-shirt. They froze a T-shirt into like a ball.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a race to see who could get the T-shirt on first.
Oh.
And they're having to break that T-shirt open, put it over their head. It was pretty humorous.
Well, they had another one where there were two little kids who went around with their heads on top of the
baseball bat.
And they got dizzy, and then at a certain point they had to run. And then come back.
Kind of like a pinata.
The one came back first got the prize.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just really fun, and everybody was there. I mean, there's room for a lot more people.
Oh, we liked it. You know what? This is the first year they really started pushing the Colts 45. You know, we're broadcasting every Saturday night there. We've got a couple more games in the season. I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs, but they might.
Positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts. It could happen. But that's every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we have tickets. We'll give tickets away again this week.
Well, and the feeling, I mean, you know, of course everybody wants to win, but the feeling wasn't, that we didn't win. I mean, it was, everybody had a good time, and everybody, you know, all these strangers were talking to each other.
That's great.
And, I mean, just thank you so much. And my sister, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, she likes concerts and things, but she went bananas. She was so excited. I mean, we might as well have been going to see the Giants.
Well, no, it's probably a better game than the Giants. They've lost all their games. Okay.
The high school performances are usually better than the professional.
Oh, okay. Thanks for your call. It was very uplifting. We're glad you could enjoy the tickets.
Thank you so much.
You want to talk about weird things. Yeah. Of course, this several thousand thrill seekers tested their bravery Sunday by dashing along six fighting bulls through the streets of northern Spanish city of Pamplona on the first day of the running of the bulls.
The running of the bulls.
Can you tell me why?
Well, yes, of course I can tell you why. It's a machismo. It's this thing where it's been going on for hundreds of years. You get in front. Now, how far in front do you get? Well, you don't want to get right in front of them because you've got hundreds of people, maybe even thousands in front of you. Everybody dresses in white with the red sashes and maybe a red beret. Do you remember watching City Slickers?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's what it's like. I had a friend that ran the bulls. That's what happened. He says, oh, I was kind of in the front. And he says, then you run down into the arena, and then you kind of get out of the arena because here come the bulls.
Okay, so it's a 9-day fiesta, but there was a moment of tension as the last bull of the pack became disoriented and turned around and looked back at the runners. Mm-hmm. What would that feel like, Carl? Looking back at you and you know, whoa.
You can mess with the bull, but you're going to get the horn. Anyway. Okay, when we come back, we want to talk about Obamacare, Missing in air, you know what? The missing, fighters we've had from all the foreign wars, there's some really bad news about that one. We're going to talk about that too. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early trading ahead of the unofficial kickoff to earnings season with the release of Alcoa's second quarter results. Those are due out after the closing bell. The aluminum company's forecast to earn 6 cents a share on revenue of $5.8 billion. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up triple digits. Meanwhile, shares of Priceline are also flying higher on news of an upgrade. Morgan Stanley's boosting the online travel broker to overweight, citing easing margin pressures. Priceline stock has been touching fresh multi-year highs in recent sessions. And SoftBank's rating status with Standard & Poor's is hitting some major static. S&P is downgrading the Japanese company to junk status after the FCC approved SoftBank's $21.6 billion purchase of a 78% stake of Sprint. S&P says Sprint has weak cash flow and high debt, and that its purchase of Clearwire will also be a financial burden for SoftBank. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is, 7:35 in the morning on July the 8th. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, competitive prices. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, you stand by for your rant. Sit down, grab your pencil, get a hold of your telephone, because I've got three things here I really, really want to talk about that just infuriates me. Well, there's more than that, really, that infuriates me about the government, but let's just start with this one. And we have a program run by the government where they try to find the missing in action remains, you know, from any foreign war, World War II, Korea, probably World War I, Vietnam, and we spend lots and lots of money on this. Well, it's something they just did a report on. They just did, they studied what was going on within this organization. And they found out that it was totally a failure. And when you start talking about missing in action, you see in prison, you know, where the prisoners of war is missing in action, you'll see these black flags flown at a lot of veterans and military events. That's what I'm talking about. It appears that the program to account for our missing in foreign wars is, and this is according to this report from this investigation they did, was inept, wasteful, mismanaged, and a total failure. A total failure in trying to find the remains of our missing in action. They relied on second and third party witnesses. They went to North Korea, and North Koreans said, oh, we've got all these bodies here. So they went there, they paid the North Koreans an extraordinary amount of money to give them to dig up the bodies, which the North Koreans had dug up out of other cemeteries. So we're not even sure, they're not even probably Americans. So, but we paid him that. The two-star general in charge of this, when this report was done, he looked at it and he said, oh, no, this is too controversial. We're not going to issue this report. Well, he's now safely retired. Not maybe too safely, because on something like this might be something they want to go back. But can you imagine? This is an organization that's looking after our alliance. I knew a general officer that was involved in this, who was in Vietnam, who went there, who was, you know, took numerous trips to try and find our missing in action, General Labuti. And now it's gotten to the point where they're taking these expensive junkets to Europe. I don't know how many of missing are in Europe, but I figure that most of the missing probably are in Vietnam and Korea, places like that. I don't know for sure, but the bottom line, inept, mismanaged, until it's totally dysfunctional. And how many millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars is being spent on this? Again, under the Obama administration. Again, with a general that was probably promoted to general under the Obama administration, under the leadership of the commander-in-chief, Obama. How about this? Obamacare. Here's your newest revelation. I don't know if you were checking the papers Friday, because Friday was a slow news day, because it kind of came out and slid out and then dropped off the table. Like some odoriferous skunk that had been, you know, slid off the table there and hit the floor with a plop sound. Obamacare, newest revelation. Hey, they're just going to accept your word on your finances, because, you know, before you're going to have to prove, they're going to be checking, seeing that if, you know, where you fall into the financial side tells you is how much you have to pay. Guess what? Not anymore. Bad Bob, the millionaire of our facility here, can go and say, I have no money. I have no money for Obamacare. And you know what? Hey, good for you, Bad Bob. We'll just accept that. They're not going to check. It's like signing up to vote, and you don't have to show an ID card, which gets me off on something else. How can somebody be, you know, how can these people be so up in arms about having to show an ID card when you vote? When you have to show an ID card for everything. And if you don't have an ID card to show, say, for food stamps or for to get a credit card or to something for a driver's license, how can people be upset and saying people don't have these ID cards? Well, of course they have ID cards. Of course they have ID cards. How would they be able to do, you know, function in life? They must have an ID card of somehow. And to say they don't and that they can't get it is the most blatant form of exploitation of either poor people or people of color. To say they can't get it. That is blatant exploitation. The bottom line is, nobody says, the people that don't want to hand out these cards are the ones that say, oh no, no, we don't want to prove who people are when they vote. What is so wrong about that? That's just something else. That just was off on a sideline after I heard that you don't have to prove anything. You just have to walk up to the person in Obamacare and say, this is where I am financially. We're going to take a break because there's more. I have more that got me going. And this is down in Sacramento. This is closer to home. We'll be right back after these messages.
Long, long time. Now there's a ton of vibe.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. Hey, we want your opinion. Yeah, 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading and the North State. Let your neighbors make great deals for you, my friends. They carry every type of car, new or previously owned, that you could probably want. And their service department is second to none. 555 Cypress Avenue around here. Give them a call, 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Good people. Your neighbor's making great deals for you. All right, now I'm down in Sacramento. I'm reading the Sacramento Bee. It seems like they're having problems with the school breakfast programs. They're not going over. They're not going over. The school lunch programs are fine, but the school breakfast programs just aren't making, they're not getting their slice of that government money, which is really your tax money taken from another pocket, right? So what are they going to do? This is what they want to do. See, to get into the lunches, you have to fill out some paperwork that says that, you know what, we're in financial distress under these guidelines, my child can have breakfast and lunch at the school. what they want to do is completely do away with any type of request for this. Just give a free breakfast to everybody.
Don't qualify them.
Don't qualify them. Just give them all free breakfast in the Sacramento School Union District. All of them. Everybody. Free breakfast. That way we don't have to do that pesky paperwork. We don't have to qualify them. Let's just give it to everybody. Well, who the hell pays for it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Bad Bob pays for it. I pay for it. Everybody pays for it because it comes out of the state funds. Can you believe this? I mean, where are we going with this? Where are we going that now we just, oh, let's just feed everybody?
Ayn Rand would be so proud.
It's going on. I tell you what, here is a truth. Take it to the bank. Government does not produce jobs. Small businesses are the backbone of today's workforce. Small businesses are. They are the backbone of innovation, entrepreneurship. But the bottom line is there's only so much of that money that's going to be made. And we're going to get into another complete day series on this one about jobs and what we should be doing for jobs in the North State. But the bottom line is that money's going to run out. It's running out. So where are you going to get it from? And you can't just keep taxing because, trust me, at a certain point, that gets old real quick. So here, don't qualify people. Just give everybody in the school district, or maybe all of Sacramento, a free breakfast. I can't believe it. I mean, just when I see things like this.
And, of course, the contractors, the crony capitalists who will be making all this tax money, getting the contracts, where'd those deals get made? You got to wonder.
You got to wonder because now they're passing they're passing these laws. You know, it's okay. Let everybody eat for free. The transgender law has moved on. It's gotten the bathroom law has passed the Senate, so it's out there where it can go to the governor now, and so that a kid, if he thinks that he's a female that day, or he's confused, he can use the female bathrooms, the female locker rooms, and he can be on the female teams. Even if he's 6'4", 220, he can still be on the girls' basketball team. These are things that are happening in our state. And when you look at them, you have to ask yourself, how can this be happening? Are we really, is this really happening? And at the same time, well, let's outlaw lead, because lead's bad for you, in ammunition. Well, excuse me. So then essentially then is what do you have left? Well, you don't have ammo left. So you've essentially disarmed California. This is our assembly. This is, when they should be out there getting jobs. What are they doing to build jobs? Perry still comes in to California and just takes jobs out of California. We lost more jobs last year. We had another 73,000 jobs, businesses disappear out of California. 73,000. Now, some of them could have just gone out of business. Others may have just left because they'd had enough. And instead, we're trying to figure out which bathroom some kid who's confused should be using when he's in third grade or second grade or taking lead out of bullets or whatever this is. We were just talking to somebody that was working in the medical profession that was down there sitting in front of one of these well-known senators. I think his name was Leon. Sitting in front of him, testifying in front of him, said there is no scientific proof that what you're going to vote on is true. There's nothing. There, look. And, and the guy looks at him, gets this, his eyes just kind of like glaze over because he doesn't care. He doesn't care. And of course, they vote the other way.
And his mind's already made up.
His mind's already made up. He could care less. When you go down and you talk to these people, they look at you, they nod their heads. But you know what? They don't care. We went down and talked about the veterans home. 1,000 veterans came down there to talk to them. We stood in there. We packed the place. And the committee goes, oh no. If you'd let us vote, you'd really like this vote. You'd really like this vote. So we voted. So we were there. No, but everybody had to have their say. Everybody should have their say. And they voted 7-0. To open up the veterans home. A week later, they pulled the funding out at night. See, this is what you have. These are the people that you have representing you. Not our guys. the Democrats, because that's exactly who it is. It's the Democrats. We'll be back right after this message.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale, going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And good morning. It's 70 degrees in the downtown studios. It is the 8th of July. Good morning. How are you? We're going to have about 100 degrees today, so get ready for that hot day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake. Doesn't that sound great? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. And you know what? They'll put together packages to fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383.
Okay,
I found something here that was really interesting about teaching, different degrees of how people teach. Well, there's a teacher in Florida that recently was taken off from teaching. He was suspended because of his violent and inappropriate ways of what he proposed in or how he posed his questions. In other ways, they say that he had really positive reviews of his teaching. But certain things that he would say, for instance, third graders went home with morbid math problems that referenced cannibals baking people in the ovens and a child whose brain had become infested with fire ants. It's really
I'm
funny.
Not sure on
well,
how
zombies
that works.
And all that stuff were so popular.
Zombie apocalypse.
Are so popular now that so you're wondering, is he trying to break through with the grossness? But on the other hand, that's also, I think, too much information for a third grader's brain to be thinking. Also, I think one of the questions he had posed in a math was, Each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? Kind of just not really.
That's kind of weird.
Not appropriate.
Well, you know, if they were in California, not only could they get those questions, they could then walk in the bathroom and have, you know, guys and girls in there and trying to figure that one out. And, you know, today at 8 o'clock we have Chris Reznor from Dutch Brothers. And you talk about a success and entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship of a group of people who put together this concept and have been successful with it. Chris and his group, his wife and his family have put together a super concept. I've got Bad Bob drives around with Dutch Brothers plastered all over his all
he
over
does.
His Jeep. You do. I mean,
it's called
fuel.
Dutch Mafia.
I mean, you must have what Dutch Mafia?
It is.
How many little placards do you have all over your car?
Dutch Brothers decals, about a dozen.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why?
I like the product and I support it as opposed to the bigger. It's not a small company anymore, but it has kept its feel, and I prefer it to the Megacorp coffee.
Okay.
You know, that's a good reason. Hey, you know what? John Dixon's online here today, and he says, you know, it's funny. He says 33 million people stood up in Egypt and threw out their elected leader for failure to respond to the good of the electorate. Virtually underreported here, and why do you think that is? It's because the Obama administration backed it. And they're backpedaling as fast as they can. Now they're saying, oh, maybe we've got, you know, a couple $1 billion rolling in there on aid. We need to stop that because we have a law in the United States that says we will give no foreign aid to a country who just overthrew a democratically elected president by a military coup. And, you know, some people say, whoa, okay, no more aid. And John McCain goes, oh, not so fast. And that we need to move forward, and there's a couple others say, well, you know, aid's in the pipeline. The other thing, Morsi was not what you'd call the best president. But are we starting to? It's interesting to see all the things that, you know, we're talking about the Egyptian spring. So what do you have here? You have Egypt in under martial law. You have Turkey, who has been a strong ally of ours, has backed off because they don't like what we're doing. You've got Syria that's been in a civil war for well over a year. And, you know, the Syrian leader is winning, but that's not good enough. Now we want to back the rebels, who are more the Muslim Brotherhood, are also Al-Qaeda. And we want to give arms to these people. Yes, President Obama, you're doing a great job so far. What about Afghanistan? How about Afghanistan, President Obama? What have we done there? We've been in there since 2001, and now you're talking about pulling out. What exactly have we accomplished? Is there going to be a democracy of some kind there? Are little girls not going to have their fingers cut off because they go to school after we leave? What do you think? I don't think that our foreign policy in the Middle East has got any semblance of what, you know, of reality. The other thing, too, is John Kerry. Where was he during the Morsi takedown? Some people said he was on his boat out on sailing. Is that true?
Well, his wife, I just want to say that his wife just recently had a stroke. Yeah,
yesterday, but, you know, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I hope that's not true, but on the other hand, it sure takes the heat off him, doesn't it? That, where was he during the takedown in Egypt? All these things that are going on under the Obama administration, Egypt, Syria, Afghanistan, IRS, the missing in action, that group. What about the, here it is, $656,000 spent by the State Department, if you've not heard this, to up their likes in Facebook. $656,000 to up their likes in Facebook spent by the State Department on that, and 4th of July celebrations were canceled in many of our bases in the United States because they couldn't afford the fireworks, and we spent $656,000 to get more likes than Facebook.
And by the way, Facebook's face is changing.
The face of this administration should change. The face of this administration should change. They should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed for what they've done to the United States. And why our elected leaders in this country, and I'm not just talking about Obama, I'm talking about all, why they can't kind of put this stuff aside and say, what's good for America? Let's help America. Wasting this billions of dollars, millions of dollars on these stupid things like parties and conventions and likes is criminal. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Egypt's top Muslim cleric is warning of a civil war. After a protest turns into a massacre, Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
The fight started early this morning at a sit-in supporting deposed President Mohamed Morsi. It's still not clear who started it, but when it was over, at least 51 people were dead and more than 300 injured. Egypt's military claiming Islamist supporters of Morsi attacked the headquarters of the Republican Guard here in Cairo. Demonstrators say the army opened fire on them during dawn prayers. The country's interim president says he's setting up a committee to investigate, but is warning protesters to stay away from important government buildings. Dave?
Kimberly in San Francisco.
I will fly again, but maybe I need some time.
She survived Saturday's crash. Investigators are still trying to figure out.
We know 7 seconds before the landing that there is a conversation in the cockpit that they are too slow.
NTSB chairwoman Deborah Hersman says they tried but failed to abort the landing. One pilot inexperienced flying Boeing 777s is part of the probe. They're also looking for any malfunctions. George Zimmerman's lawyers keep trying to support his claim that he killed a teenager in self-defense on Neighborhood Watch in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown covering the murder trial live in Miami.
Dave, George Zimmerman's friend Mark Osterman, who is in law enforcement, is also the person who trained Zimmerman to use his firearm. He tells the jury that as a private citizen, Zimmerman wouldn't know how to restrain an attacker.
He would not have needed to know how to arrest somebody or how to restrain someone. It was basically, if someone is a threat to yourself or to someone in the general public, you keep the firearm out if they're an active threat.
Earlier, another defense witness testified it was Zimmerman on the disputed 911 call, Dave.
Evan, in Bradley Manning's trial, the defense trying to get some charges thrown out. He's the Army private, accused of sending thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks to post online. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 100 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A controversial bill putting restrictions on abortion is back up for consideration in Texas. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
The bill in a Senate committee hearing makes abortions after 5 months illegal and imposes restrictions on providers. House Republicans pushed it through last week. David Wheeler, who's against the legislation, says it has energized a lot of people.
It's caused a lot of discussion, and a lot of people support a woman's right to choose, and they're wanting to be heard.
Carlos Araño was in the Capitol a couple of weeks ago during a Democratic filibuster and when opponents ran out the clock.
It's great to see with the new session so many pro-life people come out in blue. A lot of these people have been here since 5 in the morning.
A pro-life rally will be held tonight outside of the Capitol. Dave?
Jennifer, part of a town in Quebec, Canada looks like a bomb hit it as the search continues for 40 people still missing after a runaway oil tanker train set off explosions and fires killing 5.
We would like to thank the population of Lac Mégantic for their support and, of course, for the everything they've been going through. It's very difficult for them.
Quebec police spokesman Michelle Brunet. Many of the missing are believed to have been drinking at a popular downtown bar when those explosions occurred, and searchers haven't been able to get to that area yet. New York City's upcoming election is getting more interesting.
If former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner can bounce back to lead the polls in the New York City mayor's race amid a sexting scandal, why wouldn't former Democratic Governor Elliot Spitzer be able to run for city comptroller?
I've had faith in the public. As a prosecutor in front of a jury, as the attorney general, as the governor, it will be up for the public to decide, and that's all I can ask for, all I can hope for.
Spitzer stepped down as governor in 2008 over a prostitution scandal, but one of the opponents he'll face is Kristen Davis, the Manhattan Madam, who ran the call girl service that supplied the former gov with prostitutes. In New York, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
There's talk Andy Murray could be knighted after becoming the first British man to win Wimbledon in 77 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State, as independent as you can possibly be. 8:05 in the morning, July the 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for the chat room.
All right, let's go to the weather. It's 75 degrees right now, the downtown studios. We're going to have triple digits today, so get ready for a hot day. Stay hydrated, by the way. Clear this evening with temperatures around 71. The weather is always brought to you by Anselma Vineyards. Check out AnselmaVineyards.com and find out about a new wine tasting event coming up. We're going to be excited to be there. And before we go any further, let's really hear about where is our money going with our Wells Fargo market expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 15,241. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 1643. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 6 points at 3486. Some of the day's biggest movers: General Electric, positive 23 cents, trading at 23.47. ExxonMobil up 86 cents at 92.43. Johnson & Johnson up $1.07 at 88.94. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 15 cents at 22.81. North Valley Bank off 11 cents at 17.59. Bank of Commerce positive 3 pennies, trading at $4.90. For commodities, gold is up $22 an ounce at $1,234. Silver positive 36 cents at 19. Crude oil down 44 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. It's not easy to work your way through the jungles of Wall Street. You need that guide. And here they are down there, Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh. They're going to help you with your investments. Give them a call again at 530-243-7561. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad to step outside the house in the morning and not step into an oven.
Well, yeah, it's only going to be up probably 101 today.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. And I was just, you know what? You know,
if it cools off enough at night, the mornings are wonderful.
That is true. You know, Elizabeth, I've just, for the last half hour, been ranting about...
Not you, Carl.
I know, it's hard to believe, but you know what it does? It clears my system out. I feel much... You know what? It's probably going to keep me alive for the
Why
next 30 years.
Why do you think
years.
I do We the People Radio on Sunday mornings?
Well, you know what? You have to. It kind of goes out there. But, you know, things like, you know, you don't have to prove anything anymore. You just, you know, let's just give stuff away. I'm just kind of like, oh. Anyway, so what's going on tonight?
Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church, we are going to have former California Assemblyman Stan Statham. He was in the California legislature for 20 years, and he's always been a proponent of splitting the state, which is not such a bad idea. I mean, you look at the Carolinas and the Dakotas, and they've split off into manageable portions of the country. And given the geographic size of California and the population and the different types of population centers throughout the state, it makes sense. So he's going to come to the Reading Tea Party tonight and talk about state of Jefferson, and he is reviving that movement again. He was originally the one that was behind it in the beginning, and he's bringing it back to the surface. So if you're interested at all in hearing about making a Northern California and a Southern California and maybe a Central California, come on out tonight.
Yeah, we were going to try and get him on for tomorrow morning, too. But
good.
I don't know where that's at. But, you know, here's the thing is, I don't know if you saw, you know, Jim Reed, the Democrat.
Yes.
He wrote a letter to the editor saying he believed that it should be divided also, because he's been one of these that's been wanting to divide California up.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to really, if you're really serious about this, and I think people should be up to a point,
sure,
you got to watch and see how they do it. If they do it by election and they split it in such a way that San Francisco becomes part of the upper north,
yeah,
you know,
exactly,
then what you've got is then three Californians that are all Democrat, just by
right,
the way they gerrymander the
it
lines
needs to
there.
It needs to be done from east to west rather than from north to south.
There you go. Well, oh,
interesting.
East to west instead of north,
sure,
to south.
Sure, because if you look at the state of California, I mean, it's basically rectangular, and if you split it into three sections and you went east to west, you could keep, if you figure you're going from Alturas to Yreka, you know, this is the natural resource center of the state, and then the central part of California is where we grow the food,
mm-hmm,
and then the southern part, you know, are your main population centers.
Well, the bottom line is that we keep San Francisco out of the northern California.
Yeah,
otherwise,
exactly,
otherwise it'll get worse than what it is right now, because
they really do not understand the need for using our natural resources.
No, they don't.
That's basically what funds the entire state.
No, and that's why, one of the things that Brian Daly did was to try to bring people up here to introduce them to the state, and they were just totally, totally astounded that, you guys do this?
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, we
it's
do.
It's like another country to them.
Absolutely.
And
okay,
it should be.
All right, that's tonight. Yeah, it should be. It should be another state that we should
it
be
should
able
be.
You know what? Frankly, when I vote, when Chris Reznor is in here votes, when Bad Bob votes, if you vote a certain way, if you vote conservative or Republican, your votes don't count
in the
presidential election. They just
absolutely
don't count.
Absolutely.
They don't count. And so what you're doing is you're taking 47% of the population in California and negating votes.
All
anyway,
right,
just a thought.
All right. Well,
tonight,
hey, thanks for everything you do and giving us airtime, and have a great week.
Hey, you know
thank
what?
You.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
You. Yeah. We totally appreciate and respect
that's right,
what do you want to say? The mindfulness.
Yeah, you know what? And they're not people that are, I mean, they don't take sides in things.
They're not
either
nasty.
They don't endorse. They have people from all sides are invited in there, just like here. We want people from all sides. In fact, we're going to start having some of these ones that are running for Congress. We're going to start rolling them in here soon. All right, we've got to take a break. Our guest is Chris Reznor. He was here from Dutch Brothers and part of the as I like to think,
the Dutch Mafia.
The Dutch Mafia.
He's in
here.
The house. I don't know.
And we're ready.
Hide your goods.
we'll be right back after these messages.
Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster.
He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 75 degrees. It's 8:15 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. You know I need the beauty side. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street. They're in the Cypress Square barbershop, but shopping area back there. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. That's Orchard Nutrition. I mean, they are the experts.
Talk about somebody who's fit and beautiful.
Thanks, Annie.
Sitting right here in front of me, in front of us in the studio. And not only that, you know, it's one thing to be beautiful to look at, but to have a great heart and a good soul is really great. And right now we are supporting and sponsoring, meaning in the sense that we are loving on you in local businesses, what we love to do. Chris Reisner, welcome to the show.
Thank you very
much.
And
Dutch Brothers.
Woo. Thank you.
How'd you like that introduction?
That was good. I think I might be blushing.
Did a little dance step on that one.
I think I'm kind of blushing.
I know.
I'm not sure why. In fact, I'm starting to sweat. Well, okay, Chris, your name is, of course, synonymous with success. You and your beautiful wife, Erin. But let's with Dutch Brothers. Let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, like, where are you from? I mean, people probably know who you are. But they don't know where you know your background. So do you mind sharing a little bit with us?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm from Southern Oregon. Well, originally from Southern California. I was born in Oceanside and lived down there until I was 13. My dad was a police officer and got medically retired after, I think, 12 years. He was head of the canine program down there in Oceanside. So I grew up, you know, in kind of law enforcement. And that's what I, as a little guy, that's what I aspired to be.
Wanted to be a policeman when you grew
up? I did.
I guess I met your father. I met your father-in-law.
Yeah, you met my father-in-law. Okay. You might have met my dad as well when we did the Dancing with the Stars thing because they came down for that.
Okay.
But yeah, as a little guy, I wanted to be a police officer because that's what my dad was. And, my mom and dad definitely tried to, steer me away from that. Just because they said this isn't as glamorous as it looks, it's really tough on, you know, families a lot of times. And, you know, if you can avoid it, even though it's amazing being able to serve like that, if you can avoid it, it would be, cool. But I was young, so they didn't really have to try that hard. I was just, you know, I was, enamored by that life as a little guy. And then we moved to Southern Oregon. My dad got medically retired and my parents wanted to kind of get us out of Southern California because at that time in the 80s, it was a little crazy down there with.
Well, especially in Oceanside. I mean, that's a Marine Corps base where I was stationed for many years, you know, off and on. Mm-hmm. And Oceanside is a,
even though it's a nice, I mean, it's, when you get away from right downtown, it's a nice area, but it's, Southern California is crazy.
Yeah. And at that time, I mean, it was Oceanside area was the highest crime per capita in the United States when my dad was a cop there with gangs and, you know, and there was just a lot of crazy stuff going on.
So you're talking like the Brookings area when you say Southern Oregon, where?
I mean, Southern California.
No, but I mean, when you moved when to Southern.
We moved to Medford.
Medford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Medford's a nice place.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we moved to Applegate, you know, west of Medford, out in the forest out there. And that was kind of funny, moving from Southern California. We lived in Carlsbad. My dad was a cop in Oceanside. I grew up on the beach and, you know, we were on the beach every day that we possibly could be. And then we moved and I skateboarded and surfed. And then we moved to Southern Oregon out in the forest. And my dad went up there, you know, on like a mission, like a month before we went up there and found a house. And then we all moved up, family, and moved out in the sticks.
So surfer guy,
yeah,
comes up into Medford,
yeah,
where there's a river at least, so there's water,
yeah.
And he goes from being on the beach and being down there with his ponchos and all his
buddies. So you had to recreate yourself,
definitely. I mean, that was right at a big growing stage in my life. I was eighth grade, moving to Southern Oregon out in the country. I didn't know anybody here. I all of a sudden started going to school with kids that have been going to school their whole lives with each other and, you know, I'm the new kid. And, it was definitely challenging.
What did you do?
I was really quiet too. Surprisingly, I was very quiet through elementary school and junior high and even high school. I mean, I got into sports, pretty heavily in high school, which I think helped bring me out of my shell.
I tell you, you know, and we've got to take a break here. As I moved so many times, it's like 15 times. And I would go into a school and going in as the new guy and you're coming in maybe from across the country going into a school, especially going to like a southern school or a small school in Oregon that these people have been raised together.
Oh yeah.
And you come in there and I mean, what do you do? And you don't know what's, you know, you don't know what's happening. You know what's, you know, happening. You've just left your friends.
Yeah.
Athletics, sports is a way it saved me.
Because definitely.
You can go into, and guys are easier, first of all. Guys are easier to, on each other, I think, than girls are.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, but if you have the athletics. So we gotta take a quick break here, I guess. Chris Wesner from, Dutch Brothers, the successful entrepreneur here, and part of the Dutch Mafia, as we say. We'll be right back.
Carmona's Appliance Center. Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or Jennair appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale, going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, my friends.
8:24 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. Our buddy's there. Let me tell you something. It's hot.
Man.
It's real hot.
You're so happy ours
is
blowing.
It's hotter. And guess why? Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, any type of air conditioning system, they can fix it, maintain it, put it in. And they do great work. We all like them. We've had them work on all of our systems, ours, Bad Bob's. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org on the website. But again, 221-2642. Stay cool. Our guest, Chris Reznor. Dutch Brothers Coffee, and we've been talking about
your history,
his history, because I think it's important, and Linda has finally taught me this, is that it's important to know where the person comes from, and you can kind of understand as in where the drive comes from to establish things. So you moved from Southern California, a surfer guy, in eighth grade, mm-hmm. to Medford,
yeah.
Somewhat different. It's kind of hard to surf in the river there.
Oh yeah.
But you got an athletics in high school and then off to college,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. Well, funny story real quick about moving when I moved to Southern Oregon. There was two public junior highs. And so I started at the worst of the two because it was the area that we were, where we lived. So I went to the worst of the two. My first week going to school there, I didn't know anybody. I was super quiet. I was a little guy. And my first week, I'm walking to class and some kid runs up to me and said, "Hey, are you Chris?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Hey, Manolo," who was like the school, like bad boy, who was like I was actually in seventh grade. So this was like the eighth grader who was like the eighth grader.
6 foot four.
Oh yeah. And he had like a beard.
The name sounds bad.
I think he even drove to eighth grade. Like, he'd been there for a while.
He was dating one of the teachers.
He'd been there for a few years. So, some kid runs up and goes, "Hey, are you Chris?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Manolo wants to meet you out back of the school today," which meant one thing, that I was going to get my butt kicked. So, I was like, what? Like, I didn't know anybody.
Been here long enough to offend anybody.
Yeah, how did I make anybody mad? So the whole day, I'm like thinking my life's going to end. And at the end of school that day, I'm like, well, I guess I grew up. My dad taught me to always, face a battle. And
yeah.
So I'm like, all right, let's do this. So I walked out. I walked around the school and there was like a big crowd of kids. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then I walked up and Manolo is beating up another kid that was in my class whose name was Chris. And it wasn't me. So they told the wrong Chris. So I thought, I think I lost some years off my life that day. The whole day I was worried thinking I was going to die, and it wasn't even me. So,
so
I survived.
But that's a good lesson too.
Yeah, I lived.
Because, yeah, you know what? You were frightened, mm-hmm. over something that wasn't true. And,
but you can just imagine.
That's a huge life lesson.
The imagination. Right. Yeah.
Why was I worried about something that wasn't true.
Did you become friends with this guy?
No. Nobody became.
No.
You don't become friends with this guy.
No.
He takes your lunch money.
He was your protector.
He takes your lunch money. He's dating your homeroom teacher. This is not somebody you become friends with.
Yeah, no.
You know, at his age, and it becomes pedophilia or something because he's so old.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think he's still there. He might still
be
there.
He might be in eighth grade now. Maybe ninth.
He's like 40.
All right, so then you get through the junior high, you get through this tragedy, and it was kind of like probably a strengthening moment.
Yeah.
One thing that was really good is that you said, "Well, okay, well, I'm not going to wait." You see him and you smack him
good
with a chair. There's this new kid in school, this little guy just takes on this 40-year-old that's in eighth grade. Why'd you hit him? He was going to hit me.
Yeah.
I don't even know this guy.
Well, I felt like after that I actually won the fight.
You
so
did.
I showed up. I'm like, yeah, I won.
Well, you did. So. You showed up because, it was going to be a fight, and you didn't run. So
yeah.
You did win.
Yeah.
You did
good. That was good.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, so let's go into, we're going to have to take a break here pretty soon.
But you went off to college then.
College, yeah, exactly. That's where we're getting.
Yeah, yeah. My college days are kind of all over the place. Go figure. I graduated from high school. I didn't really know where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. I loved sports. I had an opportunity to go to Abilene Christian in Texas, on a little bit of a football scholarship. So I moved to Texas, found out that I didn't really love playing football in college, that it was, more like a job. And in high school, I loved it and it was fun. But then getting into college, it was a job. And so long story short, I went to Abilene Christian for 1 year, moved back to Southern Oregon. I've always been into art, which is, something that people don't know. I studied with a Russian guy from New York for 2 years to get into commercial illustration. Then I moved to LA and got accepted to Art Center College of Design in Pasadena and went there for a year. And in the middle of all that, when I was living in Oregon, I started working for Dutch Bros up there. And that's where I kind of fell in love with Dutch Bros. And so while I was going to school in LA, in the back of my head, I'm like, man, I really wish I could do this Dutch Bros thing. Also, I was torn. I love art and my creative side, but I also really love Dutch Bros and what we did in Southern Oregon.
Okay, we've got to take a break on for the news, and this is a great time then take a break because let's find out what happened. I think we all know what the answer
Chris
is.
Chris Reznor is our guest.
We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Investigators are citing both airspeed and pilot error as possible causes for this weekend's air crash in San Francisco.
NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Herzman says there was no indication anything was wrong until 7 seconds before crashing, when a crew member called for more speed. Then they were alerted that they were about to stall, and finally one crew member wanted to abort landing. Herzman says their target speed was 137 knots.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Texas lawmakers grapple with the abortion issue today as protesters gather at the state capitol.
Thousands are expected at a Texas Senate committee hearing today and a pro-life rally tonight. Pro-choice supporters held their own rally a week ago. At issue is legislation that would outlaw abortions after 5 months and impose restrictions on providers.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. At the George Zimmerman murder trial, the defense has called the wife of Zimmerman's best friend to testify that it's his voice heard on the 911 call. Fox News. We report. You decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Are you concerned about the confusing and controversial California fire fee? I'm George Runner, your taxpayer advocate and elected member of the State Board of Equalization, and I'd like to invite you to join me for a telephone town hall. Legislators from your area will also be on the call and will update you on the controversial fee and answer your questions. To register for the telephone town hall, go to boe.ca.gov/runner or call 916-445-2181.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 75 on its way up to like 102 today. Our phone line's here is 605-4567. We're in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. John Dixon is ripping it up today.
Well, you started it.
No, it is, but he's gone way beyond that, and everything he's saying is true. So if you want to find out also what's going in there, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue.
Our guest this morning is Chris Reznor. You know him through Dutch Brothers, so much in community service. You did Dancing with the Stars a while back. You have been your name is synonymous with generosity. And thank you for being here this morning.
Of course.
We've been talking with you before the break about some of your history. Had you gone to art school, illustration, Pasadena, came back to Southern Oregon, and you had this Dutch Brothers. Tell us a little bit about the history of Dutch Brothers, the founders, how it started, Oregon, all of that.
Yeah, it's really a cool story, and it's cool, you know, for me to be a part of. Dutch Bros started roughly 22 years ago. Dane and Travis Boersma, two brothers, their family owned Dutcher Creek Golf Course in Grants Pass. But before that, it was a dairy. And they had a dairy. They grew up on a dairy, milking cows. They're kind of a longer story shortened. Their property had some sort of a creek running through it. It got polluted. The EPA came in and they had to shut down their dairy. So here's two brothers that had kind of grown up milking cows and on the farm, and that's what they were gonna, you know, was sort of their lot in life, and then they had to find something else to do. Dane, being older than Travy, I think he was about 15 years older, wasn't sure what they were gonna do. Trav was going to Southern Oregon State at the time, started seeing people drinking coffee. It was kind of, you know, not a real big thing then, espresso and lattes and that kind of thing. So he sort of like looked into it and he's like, man, this might be kind of cool to, you know, look into. He came home and told Dane about it, and they decided to, kind of a longer story short again, to buy an espresso machine. And they found some guy up in, you know, North Oregon, to purchase beans from and have them roast it. And they started, you know, they set up in their garage and they started making drinks and just kind of goofing around and making up their own drinks and recipes. And they would have their friends show up to the house and try drinks, and pretty soon their buddies started showing up in the morning, knocking on the garage, wanting to get a drink. And
about a coffee on my way to work.
Yeah,
you guys.
Exactly.
That's great.
You're gonna wake me up. You got to pay me.
Yeah, a great American dream, by the way. You can start a business in your garage.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a classic story. I mean, they from that point they purchased a little cart and they rolled it out in front of Walmart. And they the first day that they took their little cart out there and they started making drinks. You know, I think it's funny to hear them talk about it now, but they had music, you know, Dane was like a big Led Zeppelin, had music playing, and they're just out there in the sunshine, and they think they had they sold like five or six drinks the first day, and they were like on cloud nine because that they actually sold drinks, and they had a blast. They stood out there, they had music playing, they had their buddies just hanging around, and they were able to make a couple bucks. And from that point on, it just grew. I mean, now there's, last 2 weeks ago, the 201st store just opened. There's 201
Dutch Bros
locations. Yeah.
Starting out of a garage in Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
And then a push cart.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, the two brothers that began it, I will say that the Dutch Brothers here in Reading, the spirit of what you're telling me about with the two brothers, and your stores here has the same spirit. Like when you're driving through, you think that, wow, I mean, these people, your staff, are just really, they get an A for customer service.
Well, that's cool. You know, and it really is, our culture is what we cherish. I mean, that's what Dutch Bros was founded on, was basically essentially just putting smiles on people's faces and having a good time and being able to enjoy life and actually, you know, do this for a living. You know, and that's what, you know, we're kind of protectors of this torch that I tell my crew. Like, we've put in a lot of work here in the last 10 years, but we're a part of something that's bigger than that. You know, it's something that's been around for a long time now, 22 years.
Okay, this is a good place to take a quick break, because then now when we come back, let's talk about how you, I mean, here you are, you're going to the most prestigious illustrator or art college, mm-hmm. I guess, for commercial artists,
yeah.
In the United States. You were ready to go that way, but you were still enamored, of course, by Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
And we come back, how did you get into this? And now you know your family's into this too, mm-hmm. and how you've achieved what you've achieved here.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's 75 degrees here on KCNR 1460. Oh, this has been a really fun morning. We've got Chris Bresner as our guest, and Carl's over there doing the bump.
Breaking it down.
Bump!
Yeah, I'm just, you know, Chris was such an inspiration to me. You're Dancing with the Stars. We were both in there that year. You know what? But I never would stoop to the point of bringing my cute little child on the stage, which you did, and it worked.
Don't count it out.
I was
sometimes
looking for
you gotta
my,
do what you
when
gotta
I
do.
Saw, when I saw it during rehearsal, I went, where's my grand kid? I'm gonna rent a kid for tonight.
I got a cute kid, and then you put him in a Pink Panther suit. You know? I thought it was gonna be game over, but you still beat me.
Probably not money-wise. Okay, you went back to Oregon. You got involved with Dutch Bros. How'd that happen?
You know, I was in L.A. for a year. A lot of different reasons, but I moved back to Southern Oregon, started working for Dutch Bros again. My plan was to work for them until I could, you know, open my own. There's a lot of other stuff in there that kind of transpired that made me move. Dutch Bros, I had started bugging them for a year about opening in LA. There was no chance of opening in California. So I started working on my own thing in LA. I was going to do my own drive-through thing in LA. Then after 2 years of doing that, I was trying to find the financing and the money and all that stuff to do my own deal. Then Dutch Bros called me and said, hey, we want a franchise in California, but we don't want you to go all the way to LA. It's too far. You got to be closer. So fast forward, I decided that, you know, Redding was where I was going to be. I really liked it here. It was a lot like Southern Oregon. I was tired of living in LA. Moved back to Southern Oregon. I was going to work for Dutch Bros and just try to save up some money and try to still figure out where I was going to get the money to actually, you know, open our first shop. I had an opportunity to move here sooner than I expected. I moved here. I moved into some apartments over by Walmart and started working at night as a courier for a bank. I drove to Chico every night. And then I spent the whole day. I mean, the doors that opened for me were pretty amazing. I mean, it definitely, you know, I'd like to say it was definitely God that opened these doors for me to be here and to get to where I'm at. I was allowed to make enough money working for this bank to be able to take the whole day to drive around and get to know Redding and get to know people and call real estate agents and hang out at the building department and figure out what I needed to do. My dad, you know, after being a police officer, got into construction in Southern Oregon. So I had been the last 10 years of my life before I moved here, I had been involved in around the construction business. So I bounced a lot of things off my dad and kind of owner, builder, like general, my first store, here. And I kind of did it all myself. There's a lot of stuff. That's like the quick version.
You did it all kind of part time, but working it really hard because you worked at night. So you could work during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where was your first store at?
On Churn Creek, right there by the post office by, by Grocery Outlet. You know,
I remember being totally jazzed when I saw that sign go up.
there was a lot of work that went into it, you know, and a lot of stress with the financing side of it. That was by far, and that's probably most people's story with
now,
a new
were
business.
You married at that point? Or had you?
No.
Okay.
I met Erin. Erin, my wife, is from here. She's a Foothill graduate. I met her actually in Bible study when I moved here. The couple friends that I knew here, I was really in with them. One of their girlfriends was best friends with Erin, and Erin was going to school at UC Santa Barbara. I met her friend and we became all good friends. And so she was like trying to do the setup thing. Like, I have a friend that's down there, and she was telling her about me. And so when Erin moved home for the summer, we met, we hit it off. We started hanging out the whole summer, and then we did long distance relationship for about 2 or 3 years. And that was when I met Erin. Was I moved here in January of 2003. I met Erin few months after that when she was home for like in May. So we basically have been dating, you know, or together since I moved here. So it was kind of cool. You know, she likes to say that she met me, you know, back I had like an 86 Honda Accord. I was driving to Chico every night. I was talking crazy like I was going to open up a coffee shop. And
well, what a great lady she is. Yes. We love her. I mean, yeah. And
what a team. I mean, power couple.
Oh gosh, yeah. Okay, so you got that first one going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it was just a huge success.
You know, the first one definitely, you know, took off. It was a lot busier than I expected. In fact, it was so busy when we first opened that I was far understaffed. I had come from Southern Oregon where the shop that I, in particular, that I had worked at was one of the slower ones in the whole company. When I started with Dutch Bros, the shop that I started at was about number 9. So there's now 201. I was in like started in the top 10 locations, wow, which was kind of cool. And thinking back that I started when it was that early on, which was pretty cool.
It is cool. No, yeah, it is cool. Cause yeah, you saw something that you believed in.
Yeah.
Just a quick story. I took a small business class when I was, after I retired from the military, I was going to open up another business. But of the 23 people in this class, I always remember, well, what business are you going to open up? Probably 7 of them We're coffee places. And I'm looking around at 23 people. This is San Diego. And I'm looking at 23 people in this class. Seven of them are going to open up a little coffee place. And the instructor said, take a good look around what you just heard.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, if you're starting a business, you might want to take a look at your competition.
Yeah.
But they have that. But you knew that, that this was a spot for it, that, Dutch Bros had the type of atmosphere. And I guess the,
we see coffee shops come and go. Yeah. We've seen them come and go.
The business plan that you wanted to follow here.
Well, I think that anybody that goes to Dutch Bros on a regular basis can see that it's more than coffee. I mean, luckily, what we're serving is, I'm maybe biased, but I really love our product and I love coffee and I love this. It's a great thing to be serving, but I feel like whatever it was that the business we were in, it's more than coffee. It's about building relationships with customers and getting to know people and really caring about people. I mean, it's not fake. The people that we hire, they are genuine people. They're nice people. We don't try to train them and say like, okay, you got to say this. When they pull up, you have to ask how their day is. We don't say that. It's, you know, we in coaching like that, we basically say you got to acknowledge the person as soon as they pull up. Like I hate personally when I go somewhere and you have to wait at all, or you have to be the one to initiate the conversation with the person working.
Right.
So that's really all the coaching we do with our crew. I mean, we hired, they're all genuine people.
Well, you said at the break that you employ 80 people.
Yeah.
And that you get about 20 applications a day.
Yeah, we get a lot.
That's a lot.
We get a whole lot. And we try to tell people when they come in, like, do something creative. Because to me, I hate seeing just a regular resume that's just, no matter how nice it is or typed or arranged or what program they use to, you know, do a resume. Like, you got to stand out. I mean, we're looking for exceptional people. And so that's what we had, a lot of, you know, creative people that come in.
Do you have anybody that is with you as an employee that's been with you since day one?
I have one guy, Caleb, over on Churn Creek, and people that come through late at night. He works graveyards and night shifts. Those of you that know him, he has a giant mohawk. He's been working for me for about 9 years. He came on a few months after we opened.
Wow.
He's our longest running.
Sounds
employee.
Like a star.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Let's close out this segment by a comment here. The very best thing about Dutch Brothers is that they have hired people with great attitudes, and it's apparent that they are treated well because they keep that attitude. I've always felt welcome there and not treated as work by them.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's great to hear. I mean, I feel like that's what I care about the most. I mean, we really try to pour into our crew and really try to keep it. I mean, it's tough now being that we've grown quite a bit, but to try to keep it like a family. I mean, we have one of the shops is coming over to our house this afternoon to swim and have a barbecue, and we're just trying to keep it like a family, you know?
Well, you have to almost like that in today's atmosphere.
These are your peeps.
And you and Aaron are make the final decision on these people.
Yeah.
So you sit down and look at them.
Yep. Yeah. It kind of gets filtered down to, you know, we have two regional managers. They set up, interviews with the final people that have kind of gotten, you know, whittled down, and Aaron and I sit down with them and just chat. I mean, I don't look at their resume or anything like that. We just chat and see if there's somebody that I feel like other people would want to talk to, you know, and if there's something magnetic about their personality.
Okay, let's take a break. Chris Reznor of Dutch Bros. He and Aaron are have got seven shops here in town. But when we come back, let's talk to Chris about future Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226. This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Our last segment here.
Currently 75 degrees and climbing here in the KCNR studios. We're going to have triple digits today. Clear tonight with temperatures around 71. Tomorrow, again, triple digits. Over 100 tomorrow and clear tomorrow night with temperatures around 72. Beautiful moon in the skies. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Check it out. 474-5546. Thursday night is pizza night. Great night to go hang out on the deck and have a glass of wine and enjoy pizza under the stars.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about, are we going to divide, should we divide California into three states? And if so, what kind of changes should we be looking at? What's the process to do this? We're going to be talking about that. And of course, all the different, political ramifications of some of these decisions that we're hearing out of Sacramento. But today we've got a success story and just, a nice guy, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros. Stores here in town. He opened up the 10th store in the, I think it was, would you say the 10th store in the Dutch Brothers?
The first one
like
that I worked at was like number eight.
Number eight?
Yeah.
And now there's 201.
Yeah.
Of these in this franchise. Is it a franchise system, I assume?
Yep, it is a franchise.
Okay. So what's next for a Dutch Bros?
I don't know. I mean, for me.
And Chris.
For me and Aaron, I mean, I really love the development side of it. I love opening stores, but I also just with the way our government is going and all those things, I don't want to keep opening my own stores. So I think what I would really like to do, I really would like to see people that have come through our, ranks, so to speak, have the same opportunity as me. And they're all going to face the same challenge for the most part, the money side of it. But I would really like to see, to be able to be the person that is helping provide that, future for them. So, whether that's me working out the financing and being able to help with development with young people that are coming up through us. Looking at the country, their Dutch Bros is just a little scratch on the left side of the country, and the future of Dutch Bros is, the sky's the limit. There's, so much opportunity with the rest of the United States, and I would really like to be involved with the development. I've really talked a lot with a lot of the Dutch Bros headquarter guys about growth and development and being a part of that team of people. So who knows? I would really like to be able to see people that work for me now that would like to continue to do this for themselves to be able to do that. And a lot of times, it's going to take
pay it forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to. And for me, it would be cool. It'd be neat to be able to buy the property and then, you know, arrange the financing mm-hmm. and allow these people, because a lot of times it's going to be just them needing help with the first store.
You're going to be that super mentor for them that gets them, that angel that gets them started.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll pay you back and then you move on.
Then once they have their first store, a lot of times they can arrange the financing for the next store.
Quick question. Ashley Tate, and you have started a little television. I don't mean a little, but on Channel 9, yeah. You do like a monthly, tell us a little bit about your television show.
it's been interesting. Ashley would say I probably haven't been there as much as I should because I've had to get a couple of my spots filled because I've been busy.
Right.
But it's cool. It's interviewing, you know, interesting people in the North State doing interesting things. It's called The Forum. It's been pretty cool so far. We've had some good interviews and, we started off with Judy Salter, which was fun. And, you know, it's been cool. It's my, you know, I've never done that before.
Yeah. So. Well, I can see that it would be wonderful, of course, to support. And that's what we love being able to do here, support our local businesses. And Chris, you're a face, you and Aaron, Dutch Brothers, and all that you do for a community. There's constantly something going on where Dutch Brothers, you're underwriting, you're sponsoring, you're bringing a coffee, you're, you know, you're just putting your people behind it. And we just really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And we appreciate you coming on this. We've been talking about this for like 3 years and we finally captured you now on this. And the fact is that you are an integral part of their community. And we wanted people to know who you were.
Cool.
Because you do a lot for the community and you feel for this community. You believe in this community.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You bet. Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros.
Woo.
Woo. All right. You know, it's easy when you have people on Chris and others. That when you say it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you, means something.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The angry aftermath of upheaval in Egypt. A Muslim Brotherhood rally right now in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi, while deadly clashes over the military's decision continue. Fox's Radio's Kimberly Adams live in Cairo.
Egypt's military is denying it instigated a firefight this morning here in Cairo. The health ministry here says at least 51 people died in that clash, most of them pro-Morsi demonstrators. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood says the army opened fire on the group during dawn prayers, but the military spokesperson said they were first attacked by armed groups. Egypt's interim president says he's ordering a committee to investigate the incident. Lisa?
Kimberly, thanks. South Korean officials say they'll inspect Boeing 777s, the same kind of jet that crashed over the weekend in San Francisco, where Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live outside the airport.
Lisa, I'm here at the site of the NTSB's next briefing. At their last one, we learned the plane